Pickaxe.
Jetzt nur du, dein Podcast und eine leckere Auszeit. Ab zu Aldi Nord. Für 2,99 € bringst du deine Mittagspause mit Sushi ins Rollen. Lecker. Und für 1,99 € gönnst du dir danach noch eine kleine Eiszeit. Bei Aldi Nord findest du immer das Passende. Klingt gut? Dann probier die Snacktime Sushi Box ab 205 Gramm für nur 2,99 € oder Mucki Sandwich Eis je 8 Stück für nur 1,99 €. Das ist Gutes für alle zum Aldi-Preis. Jetzt in deiner Filiale. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back
good morning.
The Triforce Podcast.
Oh.
Blam. I'm feeling chipper this morning because I'm okay. I had my booster this week, Sips.
Nice.
And P-Flex had his yesterday.
Nice.
Well, it's horrible.
And he is not as chipper this morning.
I feel awful. I had a terrible night's sleep, if you could call it sleep.
Last night you did?
Yeah, so I had it yesterday morning. It was just a walk-in clinic. Like, I just looked online, walk-in booster, and there was one in Teddington, so I went down there. And I turned up, and within 15 minutes, I was on my way, like, having had the job.
I love that you live somewhere close to Teddington.
I know.
That's Teddington. Amazing. Yeah.
Teddington is nice.
Yeah, I gotta find a Chrissington.
Yeah.
Lewis can move to somewhere close to Lewisham.
Well, Lewisham, yeah. You could go to Lewisham.
There you go.
The problem is, they won't give me a discount on a house, even though my name is Ted and I want to live in Teddington. I looked into it. They said no. I thought, you know, I'm going to get a big old discount here because it's good. It's just good advertising for Teddington. You know,
well,
Ted lives at Teddington.
Yeah.
But they don't care.
No, they don't care.
No. But I went down there, I got my jab, and it was really easy, and I felt fine until exactly 9:15 last night, which was almost exactly 12 hours after I'd had my jab.
Yeah.
And I was playing Ready or Not. It's like a SWAT 5, basically. It's like I was playing it with some of the lads. It's like, you know,
you go in like
a SWAT team.
Interesting. Yeah, I heard it's pretty
good. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So we were playing that, and then I suddenly felt fucking awful. And I was like, oh my God. So I went to bed really early and I just could not fucking sleep. Woke up at like midnight and then I woke up at like 1:30 and then like 3 and then 5 and just lying there for like 45 minutes at a time, sometimes an hour, just trying to get back to sleep, but no dice.
Oh,
really,
man.
Reminded me of COVID. Like the exact same feelings, but a milder version.
This
it was
is
like
exactly
a horrible reminder.
What I was thinking. So the first two boosters I had, I didn't really have like a big reaction. I felt a bit run down. And
when you had the actual vaccine?
Sorry, the first two vaccines.
No, he's just gone full booster. He's had three
five,
boosters.
I'm five deep now.
He was just like too scared to get the full thing. So he thought, I'm just gonna get boosters, just a little
just
tipple,
me.
You know. I just want a little.
I was
a little. Little
I was
bit.
Like, you know, curled up, like shivering and like hot and cold. It was like a really fucking cold night. It was like 1 degree, and my house was just freezing cold.
Yeah,
and I was just in a state. Basically, I got up at like 3 o'clock, and I just thought, fuck, if this is even a close to what COVID is like. Like,
it's horrible.
Seriously, it's awful. It's so bad. So yeah, you've got to get your boosters, guys, and just suck it up because getting COVID is serious.
No, let them inject it. Don't suck it up. I don't think it works.
That's a good point.
You need to have it injected, so don't.
I don't know where I saw this on Reddit somewhere, but Donald Trump and Bill O'Reilly or something, awful man, were doing some thing on, I don't know, some stage show thing where they were talking to the audience and they both sort of confirmed they had boosters.
Yeah.
And there was like a group of people in the audience who like jeered at them. And I was like, that is the state of America, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Like, I think it's just the state of the world.
Yeah.
Honestly, because we have people like that over here. And when I was in Romania, there were anti-vax marches going on. It's everywhere. Stupidity is spreading and lack of trust in anybody. Nobody trusts anybody. Like, even people whose entire job is to study viruses and come up with vaccines, don't trust them. They're working for Bill Gates. What the fuck are you guys talking about? Can we get back to being normal? But we're not. We're fucked now. That's it.
We talk about this a lot, like conspiracy theories and MLMs and idiots and flat earth and stuff like this. But the latest
What's
one
MLMs?
I read this week.
That's multi-level marketing.
Yeah.
MLMs.
MLMs are kind of like government-sanctioned scamming. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
They're kind of like pyramid schemes that are okay because only real idiots fall for them.
Really?
It doesn't bother us. Well, also one of the bloody members of Congress or whatever is the Amway heir, isn't she?
Yeah.
Or whatever. So it's never gonna get shut down. But I read this really cool article this week, which I'll briefly read through to you now if you're interested.
Do it.
About black oxygen organics. Okay. Which is dirt.
Right.
It's marketed as like fulvic acid, okay?
Right.
Which is obviously decayed plants. It's a compound derived from decayed plants dug up from a peat bog in Canada, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
And so there was this sort of thing happening where you could buy 4.5 ounces of dirt in a sleek plastic bag.
This is very interesting.
For $110.
What's the dirt for?
Somebody's actually selling dirt out there and it's not me. Unbelievable. Like, that was my thing. I got to get in on this.
It's a gift from the ground. You can drink it, wear it, you can bathe in it. It can be taken by anyone at any age, as well as animals.
You think this bubble's burst yet? You think there's time to get in on the dirt bubble?
Could we? I've got some dirt in my garden.
So
we
do I.
We could sell dirt.
I mean, Triforce, I feel like...
Triforce branded souvenir dirt.
Yeah.
$100 a gram.
Yeah.
This seems natural, right? I don't know about dirt, but I'm assuming you're not supposed to eat it
you
and drink it.
You can spice it up. You can put some...
If someone said, Lewis, you should eat some or drink some dirt, I would be like,
you ever seen dirt with little like chunks of white stuff in it? Like, what are those? Little eggs or something? Like,
You mean the little sort of styrofoam balls, it looks like.
Yeah. There's
so
always
I think
some...
that's plant food.
Oh,
I
right.
I think it's plant food.
Which
right.
is quite,
like
it's
that.
Quite weird because, like, one of the main things that these guys claim is it's good for is ridding the body of toxins that include heavy metals, pesticides, and parasites.
Right, I know what this is going to do. I know how this works.
I feel like dirt is likely to contain.
Yes, if
pesticides,
you
parasites,
cut,
and heavy metals. Right.
If you're doing gardening and you get a cut and you get dirt in it, you've got to disinfect that. Dirt is rotten material.
Yeah, you can get
it's
worms
full of bacteria.
In it. You can get worms and all sorts of stuff.
All
dirt,
sorts.
Too.
It's really not stuff you want to put in your body. So when they say. First of all, whenever anyone talks about harmful toxins and how you're going to shit it out your ass, and like that's basically the dirt's going to give you diarrhea, you're going to shit everywhere, and they're going to say, no, that's normal, that's all the toxins. But
I mean, it's normal for me to have nonstop diarrhea, honestly. Like, talking diarrhea here, that's not
nonstop.
Out of the norm. For me, yeah, it's constant. It's a constant flow.
Diarrhea-ing right now.
You know, and when it's not a free gushing flow, there's a trickle, like, you know, just a background trickle as well. So
just seeping.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
I'm feeling like 12 diapers a day here. It's insane.
Diapers. It's because I'm a gamer. I can't leave.
Got my gamer
my
diaper
computer.
On.
Hey, I know it's early in the podcast, but I'm going to forget. I had a couple of emails
that
I would like to read. This one guy, do you remember the stuff we did about Vimbos? We talked about Vimbos.
I remember,
He made a couple of Vimbos t-shirts, which
was
pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
And then there's a guy here, Peter, talking about leeches. Because I was saying, aren't you meant to fucking burn them off?
Right.
Right? And he said, no. If you're burning them, it's likely to make it vomit or expel whatever bacteria is inside it into your bloodstream, which can be dangerous.
All right.
So what you should do is just wait for them to finish. Because they don't drink much.
Right.
And they'll just drop off and you know, go about their day.
I see.
What if you're...
Just don't bother them. But let them finish their meal.
What if you're so grossed out and uncomfortable with those things sucking your blood, though? Like, you know what I mean?
I think you just got to toughen up.
Depends how many there are as well, doesn't it, Sips?
If you've got 50 leeches on you. I mean, I'll be honest with you.
If there's 50 leeches on me, I'm passing out. Like, there's no...
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm only going to... realize that that's a thing for a split second before I'm out for the count, you know. Wake me up when they're all gone, pretty much. That's a lot. Like, one leech is alarming enough. 50, I'm having my brain is melting.
Is there something that they don't like? Do you know what I mean? Like, can you inject some like something into your bloodstream, like Brussels sprout extract or something? Fucking herbal, some fucking remedy.
They probably don't like like orange peels or something like that.
Is this to make the leeches drop off?
Yes.
Yeah, it's
yes,
to disgust to make them so like, much. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Show them your anime collection. That'll get them off.
Inject some heroin or something. And they'll get really high.
No, they'll get them sucking harder.
Show them your collection of unopened original cut Star Wars figurines in your mom's house. They're gone. They're out of there.
That'll scare them away.
They're not sticking around, yeah.
Yeah. As soon as they see your mullet, they're like, oh, fuck, what are we sucking this nerd's blood for?
Oh, man.
I don't want to turn into this weeb.
Is it common for weebs to have mullets?
I don't know. They're so established now. They've been around for a long time. So yeah, I'd say yeah. You could get.
Do you think,
they come in all shapes and sizes now? I think.
Do people still have mullets?
I think the very first weeb was
COVID has brought back the mullet for sure.
Yeah, I always imagine like my quintessential weeb is Napoleon Dynamite's brother. Remember Kit in Napoleon Dynamite? Do you guys remember him?
Yeah.
No.
That's what I imagine
Napoleon,
they all...
shut up.
Yeah, that's what I imagine they all look like. But maybe I'm wrong about that. Like I said, you know, it's 2022. Like, they've been around for a while, so I'm sure that they've, you know, evolved, I guess.
We're using weeb as a kind of derogatory term. It's not really... It's more just uncool, we mean. You know,
yeah,
someone that the TikTok-using leech would not, you know, want to be... associate with, you know.
Yeah
leeches. That's what these MLMs are. But yeah, so I'll take us back onto this thing. So basically what happened was it tended to be a specific group of people, basically kind of these alternative health seekers.
What, MLMs?
And who were buying
the
this mud.
Oh, the dirt. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's kind of like it was obviously embraced by the anti-vax and COVID deniers, who were all very much like, oh, you know, these days our kids don't play outside and eat dirt, so you should buy them some dirt from this online
place. Oh, right. So you buy them
place.
Dirt and they eat it, and then they can turn around and say that they've played outside.
Yeah, it always worries me that there's the idea that somebody could be buying a $110 bag of dirt and then serving it, giving it to their kid in like a smoothie.
Right. Yeah.
It's quite scary.
I feel so bad for the kids whose
parents
got
picked up amongst like these internet subcultures that sort of kind of embrace the fringe supplement, like mixed martial art groups and general just fake cure places on the internet where it's targeting people who are vulnerable and sick and are looking for something to help them.
Yeah.
And I think that it's one of these things that sounds, could be, especially since it's spun into this idea that it's black organic oxygen or fulvic acid or any of these, you know, they sound like real things that you need. Like, you need folic acid, sure, if you're pregnant or whatever.
Yeah.
That actually sounds like something you need. But fulvic acid, it's actually just nothing, and it's not good for you, and there's no evidence that it's any good. And obviously what happens is these people who do these things, this isn't the first time they've done this, right? They set up some scam company selling some, literally dirt. You can't think of anything. I mean, I what else could be worse than that? Like recycled plastic? What's cheaper than literal shit that you dig off the surface of the ground that's like moldy leaves and shit? Like, well, what is cheaper than that? Like, it's so astonishing.
I'll tell you what's cheaper than that. Bad Rats on Steam. It's the ultimate. It's so cheap. It's like
it is shit.
It's like those gutter merchants selling penny, you know, penny toys back in the Victorian era or whatever. That's Bad Rats. That's the modern day. It's Bad Rats on Steam.
I own it, but I've never played
Monica Wong first learned about black organic oxygen in May. The 39-year-old was scrolling Facebook and saw an ad with a woman in a bright green shirt emblazoned with a marijuana leaf holding a sign that said, "Fuck Big Pharma." She had been looking for such a product to detox heavy metals for her boyfriend and herself. And a little internet research, obviously not enough, convinced her that it would be worth it. She bought some black organic oxygen. For 2 months, she dissolved half a teaspoon of dirt in a glass of water and drank it every day. But unlike people in her Facebook group who posted miraculous testimonials of cured diseases, weight loss, clearer skin, whiter teeth, regrowing hair, reclaimed energy, expelled worms, and even changes in eye color from brown to blue, didn't feel like any toxins were leaving her body and started having stomach pains.
Oh,
I think that isn't the whole toxins thing absolute bollocks as well.
I mean, with all those people reporting huge success, she must just be an outlier, right? Like there's, you know, she was just unlucky. She just had a bad experience.
Maybe she needs to take more.
Yeah. Well, you say that, but this company, Black Oxygen Organics, shut down in November.
Spoilers.
Sorry.
All right.
But I mean, the point is that it doesn't matter because that's what they do. They make a lot of money and they shut it down and make a new one and then sell something else. So they're now selling.
This guy, Mark Saint-Ange, is an entrepreneur from Ontario who's sold mud in various forms since the 90s.
Nice.
He's been selling mud for 30 years.
I know, he's been selling dirt for 30 years.
Is he still going strong?
Apparently.
Amazing.
Nice.
Yeah, so...
incredible.
Yeah, it's just this whole scam. I mean, it really kind of like... It's part of the whole world we're living in now where it's kind of like... It's kind of hard to get real information. Though, right? Because no one trusts anyone, apparently. No one trusts the government. No one trusts pharmaceutical companies. No one trusts, like, the president. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of so...
Isn't part of, like, what you're doing on the internet searching for specific information that... But, like, I'm not sure how to explain this because it's, like, a psychology thing. But people find, like, what they want to find or read what they want to read sort of thing. Like, you... Deep down in your mind, you're looking for some sort of information that backs up what you think, right? Like you'll skip a whole bunch of other articles if they don't match up.
Confirmation bias.
Yeah, but it's a big thing, right? Like it's apparently that's a big part of the psychology of Googling stuff and looking stuff up or whatever. Like I don't think about that when I'm looking up something. You know, if I look up something, I genuinely just either need to find out more about it or I'm trying to figure something out or whatever. But apparently that's a huge part of it. Like people will skim through result after result after result and dismiss all the ones that don't meet up with whatever it is that they're trying to prove to themselves. You know what I mean? So if you're reading a bunch of weird shit on the internet, it's presumably it's because you want to be there and you believe this stuff. You want to read this. You need to find other people who believe it as well to empower you into believing it more sort of thing.
It's mad that we could literally start like a farm that, you know, I've heard that there's these snakes, right, that produce this oil and it can be like really good for you. It can like regenerate your skin.
Yeah. Snake oil.
Yeah, snake oil. Mm. So we're going to sell snake oil.
Yeah.
And I'm announcing today the Triforce snake oil.
Literal snake oil.
I mean, it's not a new concept, though, right? This stuff has been around for
People have been using snake oil for hundreds of years.
Well, and different, you know what
and
I mean?
And a lot of people have said that it's been very helpful to them.
Yes. The testimonials don't lie. I mean,
there's tons of testimonials for hundreds of years.
Fuck yeah.
People have been selling snake oil for ages.
Oh,
there must be
God.
Something to it.
Oh, there is. Well, that's the thing. There is something to it.
And you know, anytime someone lists themselves as a serial entrepreneur, I always assume that they're just selling mud or snake oil of some kind.
Yeah.
Because if you were an entrepreneur and you hit a successful preneur, right, that's what you'd be doing. You wouldn't have to continually be setting up more shitty companies selling mud or fucking crocodile teeth or whatever for help.
I think anyone who refers to themselves as an entrepreneur is probably a cunt.
That's my first instinct as well.
I fucking hate
because
that.
Because it basically means that they think that they've got all these
great
ideas.
I just got to update my Twitter bio quickly.
I just hate it. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I just can't help setting up businesses. But if any of them are any good, they take up more of your time, homie. Why are you spending so much time setting up new ones? It's because they all suck.
Yeah.
They all suck is what it is.
Oh, God. I don't mind people being an entrepreneur, but I think there is a certain element of ego with that, isn't there? Like that people
wear a suit on a day off. You know, they go to the pub, they're wearing smart casual.
They got the khakis on and
they got their haircut just done right. They got teeth and eyes.
This whole thing,
idiots.
This idiot who runs it or whatever his name is, Mark fucking
Saint-Ange.
What's his name? Saint-Ange.
Saint-Ange.
Mon petit oiseau.
You know, he has been even in 1989 was fined and sanctioned for practicing medicine without a license. You know, he's not got, he's not even, he's been doing this for 30 years without any education in medical, in any medical. In fact, he was told off for doing it 30 years ago and is still going. I'm impressed by his like just insane, idiotic, blind drive to scam and injure people. Do you know what I mean? He has been hurting people for 30 years, this guy.
Yeah.
And what a cunt. Like, honestly, oh, it annoys me so much.
Yeah,
like, to think that these people are so awful and blind and don't understand the damage they're doing, but they think but he somehow deluded himself. It's almost like, I don't know, these people who run a mega church and do the sort of faith healing.
Like that guy that has $750 million, what's his name? It's like Kenneth fucking,
yeah, the guy who
cheesemonger or something.
Yeah, and he looks like the devil anyway. I mean, yeah. Why do these guys not even try and look like benevolent, nice people? They all look awful as well. It's like the evil has seeped out into their appearance. It's like they even look like bad guys. It's kind of crazy.
I googled Ken church guy and he was the first result, so yeah. Other people have said, what's that fucking guy Ken something?
He's Ken church guy. Yeah,
but he's just a fucking piece of shit. I
but
don't
people
understand.
People believe him and follow him though.
Yes,
why do we not shut these guys down like with some proper like authority? Do you know what I mean? I'm all for elected someone who's gonna just put all these guys away.
Well,
you know
a lot of the people that are elected, he probably pays a lot of them in the first place, right? Like, I would have thought. I mean, especially if he in America, right?
That's true.
It's probably a lot of...
That's how it works.
It's probably, if he has a lot of support and has a lot of money, then some of that money must make its way back to people to help keep him where he is, right? Like, that's...
Yeah.
I think that's roughly how it works. I mean, don't quote me on that, but...
Yeah. I know we're not American. This is not... But the problem is we get so much of their culture and we sort of feel very influenced by Americans and America, and the things that happen in America tend to happen here as well, but on a lesser scale.
Yeah,
you know, there's certainly people I know who've joined MLMs or at least like lost some money, or you know, I don't know, bought a few boxes of this, you know, from these various Scentsy or whatever shitty fucking MLMs are going around at the moment.
Well,
I don't know, they just feel very
well. Listen,
they annoy me.
On a lighter note, and relating
Thank
back
you.
To your this- point about you know, American culture seeping in over here, one thing that Jersey particularly has not inherited from America is a drive-through. And there are times where I'm just thinking to myself, God, I would love a drive-through. You know what I mean? Like, I would just love to do a drive-through.
Drive-throughs have had a renaissance over COVID.
Just a coffee or something, you know? The weather is terrible. I don't want to get out of my car.
There's new drive-throughs opening. I went to a McDonald's drive-through last week with Smith on the Jingle Jam.
We don't have any drive-throughs here. Not even one.
Do you miss it?
Do you want
the thing is, like, there's like maybe like one time a year, I think, like, oh, I would love a drive-through because, you know, it's like pouring rain or something and I'm thirsty.
Wait, I've got a question.
For the most part, I never think about it.
This is important. When you guys get a drive-through, do you eat it in the car park in your car?
Do you know what? I've never gone to a drive-through and driven through it myself because I learned how to drive when I moved to Jersey. I never learned how to drive when I was in Canada. So my experience driving in Canada is nil. Like, I've gone back to visit and I've driven there since.
It was kind of a
more
luxurious experience.
Yeah, so like, for example, I took
the drive-through-y.
Yeah, I took my my wife and kids through the drive-through when we went to visit a couple of years ago.
Right.
And then we ate in the car after. But we didn't get a full meal, though. We just got like a Frosty from Wendy's.
Right. You go to the driven through, not the drive through. You are driven.
Yes.
Historically, yes.
Go.
Right.
Did you rent a car when you were in Canada?
Yeah, I did.
What was it like driving on the other side of the road for the first time?
It was all right, honestly. It wasn't too bad.
You get used to it.
The roads are really, really big over there, too. Like, much, much bigger than in Jersey.
I think it's quite idiot proof.
So it's.
Yeah.
There's a couple of different things, though. Like, you can turn right on a red light in Ontario, I think, but maybe not in other provinces or something. But turning right on a red light is a thing. And
yeah,
there's a couple of times where I didn't do it and people were like honking at me, but I just didn't feel comfortable doing it because I didn't know what the fuck was going on, you know? But other than that, it was fine.
Yeah. I like that. Because it's so weird because you're a native, but you're not, in a sense.
Yeah,
like, you know, if they stopped you and were like, what are you doing? You can't say I'm foreign.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh.
It's, yeah, yeah.
It's like, that's kind of cute.
Yeah.
I like that.
It was fine, though. Like, I think I was over there for just over a week and drove, like, pretty much every day because you have to. It's a big place. But, you know, it takes no time at all to feel comfortable driving. It's not too bad. And they got these huge highways, just these long stretches where you just, you know, you don't even really need to think while you're driving, which I guess could be a problem, but, you know, it wasn't. So it was all right.
Did you drive past the peat bog where they got all the fucking dirt from that they were selling?
Yeah, yeah. We just went in and got just filled up, you know, just wanted to make sure that... got a good deal on it, and you know, just so that I can couple spoonfuls a day, you know, just to get my teeth white and grow some hair back.
It turns out they sent some for analysis, and it was exceeding the limits for arsenic and lead.
Yeah.
So do not eat dirt, people.
Yeah,
it's literally poison. Just wanted to reiterate that at the end, in case you somehow thought that we hadn't done our research. No, look, it's poison.
Do not research.
Do not eat it. I watched the documentary, it was like a docudrama about the Salisbury poisonings.
Oh gosh, man, you're on a roll today.
Yeah. Or, you know, the Novichok,
yeah,
that they used, the Russians, to poison a couple of these people.
Yeah.
Salisbury. It was quite, I guess, I don't know why I hadn't really followed it, or like, I wasn't really aware of it at the time.
It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. They sent people over here to kill people in our country, and then they were like, oh, we didn't do it. And they absolutely fucking did. They get away with it all the time. Bloody Russian government.
What happened was, if you don't know, it was quite an interesting thing because there were these two folks who, apparently it happens all over the world all the time, but we happened to notice, you know, because it's quite unusual that you would test for nerve agents, right?
Yeah.
Like if you spray someone with a nerve agent, they're usually dead very quickly, and you wouldn't necessarily think to test for that, right? As well, like it. You hear about there were North Koreans who were sprayed in an airport or something.
Yeah, it was someone's cousin. Like, it was like,
yeah,
Kim Jong-un's cousin or something like that did it.
Well, it was sprayed a nerve agent.
Yeah, but it was on some guy. Oh, geez, I don't, as you might know, I
what
don't
the
know
hell
the
does
details.
It do to you? Just like, you just have like a catastrophic stroke or something. Like,
you die.
You just can't
it's like
fucking
it
cope.
Attacks your nervous system. I guess your heart stops. And
oh, right.
Basically, it cuts the nerve signals between your brain and the rest of your body. And
oh,
so
right,
all
so
of
you
your
just
organs
shut down
just,
immediately.
All your organs just shut down immediately.
They're not getting
kills
a little,
you very, very quick.
A little beep to tell them to do their thing. They're just like, well,
like a little perfumey spray bottle can kill like thousands of people, and it persists in the, when you spray it on surfaces for up to 50 years, you know, this stuff does not decay. It's around for forever. And what the danger with this Novichok was that they sprayed it on a door handle of these Russians' door. And so obviously when they closed the door, they got poisoned with it.
Right.
But then everyone else who came to visit that house then and touched the door handle, they would have been poisoned.
Does it like wear off after a while or something? Like,
no.
Oh, so
no,
it's just there
persists
forever.
But the other problem is if they touch the door handle and then touch something else, like the light switch, if someone else comes and touches that light switch, then they get poisoned as well.
Right.
So
they had to do a big cleanup.
Yeah.
How do you clean all that up?
You just put tons and tons and tons of shit in a vault. So they put like 30 cars, a helicopter, 10 ambulances, like literally like the entire walls and contents of like multiple houses and buildings, like Azizi's, just got stripped down back to the walls, like every table, every glass, everything. Because they can't test every single surface. Jeez. And see where everyone has touched and see where it is. It's safer just to put everything.
Okay.
Into
and then
storage.
Another question. I've been doing the prescribed dirt treatment, a couple of teaspoons a day.
Yeah.
Will I still be affected by the nerve agent?
Oh no! It makes you.
Okay. Good. 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 Good.
It makes you.
I'm gonna sleep
you
well
could
tonight.
You could just glug down that perfume bottle of nerve agent and you'll be fine. Yeah.
Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, was assassinated with VX nerve gas at Kuala Lumpur National Airport in 2017.
Yeah.
Eldest son of Kim Jong-il, the leader of North Korea from 1940.
So that's the new, that's the way to do it nowadays. You wouldn't, you don't need a sniper or anything anymore. That's how you take somebody out. Just like a little bit of nerve agent.
Well, see, here's the thing. The Novichok stuff was developed by the Russians, right? The Novichok group of nerve gas agents and whatever.
Yeah, Novichok actually means noob.
Yeah,
like
that literally means noob. So I don't know why, but basically, if it's that, you know who it's come from.
Right.
If I shoot you, well, geez, you know, anyone can shoot anybody. But access to these nerve agents basically means you're almost guaranteed to be a government of some kind.
Yes.
So it's kind of stupid to do it unless you deliberately want to send a message saying, hey, in your base, killing your dudes, you know, that it was definitely us.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if it's a Russian nerve agent, oh, I wonder if the Russians did this. Killed a Russian. There were Russians in the town.
It does feel like they are happy to shout about it, though. It almost feels like one of Putin's mind games. You
well,
know,
what are you going to do about
say,
it? What are we going to do about it? We're going to invade Russia? Because this is the whole thing with Ukraine. I was reading about this over the last few days. Obviously, he's setting up to invade, and we're saying, please don't do that, and all sanctions. But we can't really put too many sanctions in because we need their gas, right? There's a pipeline that runs all the way from Russia, all the way through Germany, all the way to us. We need the gas. We need the Russian gas. Without it, we'll have a very, very, very cold winter. He knows that. So if he rocks up on the border of Ukraine and says, I wonder if we're just doing exercises here, but he's brought like a fucking all his lads. He's literally clicked to the ground and all his lads have come
all of his
down
lads.
Here.
There's Dave, there's Dennis.
All of them.
Kevin's there.
And all of it. All the anti-air stuff. You don't just bring that along for an exercise and then
he
take
had,
it
he
back.
He did an attack move and a rally point. How many barracks is he working with here?
Dude is rocking like 30 barracks.
Shit. And what's his golden lumber at right now?
Oh, I have no idea. A lot.
Okay. Well,
a
yeah.
Lot. But the thing is, from their perspective, we have been adding new NATO members further and further east every few years, chucking people in. If Ukraine gets into NATO, that basically means that what the Russians see as their mortal enemy, NATO, is on their fucking doorstep.
Yeah.
It's no different, really, from when the Russians put missiles in Cuba. They're literally, the Americans are like, you can't go there, that's right next door to us. And that's literally what we're doing to the Russians. So you can understand their point of view.
We just got to figure out a way of turning that NATO into a YATO for the Russians, you know?
I just think it's a bit mad that we assume, I get it, I think he's a bad guy.
Why don't Russia just join?
Yeah.
Why? Because they're...
They got
huge.
Kicked out
they
of the they got kicked out of the G whatever, right? For invading Ukraine in the first place.
They don't trust us. Who has invaded the Russians over the centuries?
Hitler.
The French, the Germans,
Napoleon and Hitler.
Yeah.
And look how well they went.
Yeah.
Right, but the point is they see the West as the aggressor.
No one's going to invade Russia. I mean, not anymore.
That's what people thought back in the day and they did.
No, but that was, I mean, do it once. You know, sure.
Shame on
mistake.
Shame on me. Do it again.
Do it twice.
Shame
invade
on you.
Me twice. Shame on you.
Shame on Hitler.
Shame on Hitler. Yeah. So yeah, I just think it's weird the way we assume that they're doing this just to be dickheads, but you've got to look at it from their perspective. The only solution really is that we just don't let Ukraine into NATO. I'm not being funny, but if we did that, that is akin to if Ireland joined the Warsaw Pact, you know, from our perspective. It's like, no, don't do that. Because they're right next door to us, you know, and that's the way they see it.
So I just think it's more complicated. What's
than...
the status of Ukraine now? Because I thought that that Russia annexed them like a couple of years ago.
There was this whole thing about the sort of a region doing a referendum where they were like, we want to be Russian. And so obviously that they voted. The idea was that they annexed it because but it was like a peaceful annexation because they wanted to be Russian anyway, right? Or that's the
elections,
narrative.
As I understand it, the election or the votes that they had there was widespread fraud. That was one of the arguments. And they were saying, oh, of course you're going to say that because you lost, you know. And they need Crimea and that area because otherwise, essentially, Russia doesn't have access to a warm water port. Everything freezes over in the winter and their navy gets stuck, right? But, yeah, it's mad. It's mad. And if they did invade it, what would we do? If Ukraine was in NATO, we would have to fight. Because the whole ethos of NATO is an attack on one of us is an attack on all of us. So if Germany got attacked, we would all be at war with whoever had attacked Germany. a bit like in Hearts of Iron, you know, you're in a faction. We're in NATO. The Russians are in Russia. And I guess they've got a few allies and stuff. But
fucking
we've been
everyone's
gradually
in bloody NATO. All of the Lithuania and Estonia and Latvia are in NATO. Turkey's in NATO. Yeah. Like Poland and what's that fucking, is that Romania? Fuck, I don't know.
These are all on Russia's border.
There's a lot of them.
So from their perspective, we're gradually creeping up to their border. And then what? I mean, I don't think there's ever going to be an attempt by the West to invade Russia. But why should they believe that? It also helps, I think, if you're a politician like Putin, to present this strong siege mentality, kind of, we will defeat the evil forces of NATO. Look, they're creeping right up on us. We've got to be strong, you know. It promotes a sort of strength within the country to hold off the evil Western invaders. Maybe that's a part of it too, but Russia ain't invaded us. We invaded them. That's their perspective.
God, very
I'm
stressful.
I'm sure I'll get some fucking emails about this. I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
I'm not feeling well. If I was wrong about something, fuck you, I'm sick.
Yeah, yeah. That's his excuse.
It's obviously...
It's his prerogative.
It's history though, too, right? To some extent. I mean, I think a lot of these hits on people were just things that were hanging around for a long time. They were like, oh, you know, we put a hit out on this Sergei Skripal back in 1989 and we've been hunting him down ever since. And it's like, you know, it just comes up to some of this, oh, we got an opportunity to kill him. Should we do it? Well, they're like, well, still on the hit list. Let's get him. And, you know, they just fucking do it. I don't think there was any... Certainly with Sergei Skripal, it was a long time after he'd defected and done this sort of spy stuff, or at least it seemed to be. And I think, you know, like I said, people are being knocked off all over the world, but it's quite worrying because what happened a month later. So obviously what happened was these two people were killed. They actually quite quickly realized it was weird. And then one of the policemen fell ill immediately. And he was the one who had gone to the house.
Oh.
They were like, okay, this is weird. There must be some sort of agents being used, especially since when they Googled his name. They found out that he was, you know, a Soviet agent or ex, like double agent, whatever he was. And so they were sort of on high alert. And then, but they didn't really know where it had come from, who had done it, anything like this or any of the kind of things. So they just sort of sealed off and like just vaulted all of the crime scenes in the areas that they'd been, and everything sort of made the place very safe. And then a month later, two more people got poisoned in Amesbury, which is like near to Salisbury.
Yeah.
And it turns out that they had found, originally the sort of news around it was that they had been drug users and they like touched a vial or a syringe or something, because people assumed that it would be in one of them. And they wouldn't have known if the guy hadn't survived. So a guy and his wife, or his girlfriend, she unfortunately died. And he said that what he'd done is he'd found in like a bin a sealed bottle of like fancy perfume.
What are you doing knobbing about in a bin?
Well, I think he was one of these like bin divers, and he found...
Yeah, just don't bin dive.
But he found like this really cool bottle of perfume in there.
Yeah.
And some dirt. You know, it's good for you, dirt. Anyway, he found this fancy bottle of perfume, gave it to her for a present. She sprayed it on, was like, oh, weird, doesn't smell of anything.
Wait, so he just found a bottle in the trash and she just sprayed it on herself?
Well, it was sealed, though.
Yeah, but
so...
what are you doing? It's coming out of a bin. Don't put
I know.
Bin perfume on.
I'm with you on this.
If I found a can of cider in the bin...
Unopened.
Even if it hadn't been opened, I'm not going to drink it. It's bin cider.
What's wrong with, like, a lot of supermarkets throw out perfectly good stuff, P-Flex?
Then this isn't, supermarkets don't throw out bottles of fucking high-value perfume. Supermarkets throw out dangerous nerve agents.
For me, though, like, and maybe I'm, like, privileged or out of touch or something, but if it's been in the bin, I'm not having it. I'm not consuming it. I'm not touching it. It's been in the bin.
No. I mean, I'm
with you as
well on this.
Maybe I'm conditioned or something, but it's just...
No,
that's
called common sense,
it's lost.
Chris. That is common sense.
It's lost its trustworthiness in my opinion. I'm just...
It's been in the bin!
Yeah.
What
Certain
are you doing?
People can't fucking help it. If you had a skip outside your house right now and you started putting shit in there, people would go over, they'd have a little peek, they'd be like, ooh, it's thrown out a table. That's a perfectly good table. That
right.
would take
yeah.
it out.
But you're not eating a table.
It's in there with all of my baby's shitty diapers and stuff.
If
like,
I put a fucking chocolate eclair on top of it, who's fishing that out when eating it? It's a bin eclair. It's bin in a skip.
What if it was a sealed chocolate eclair with like an expiry date on it and stuff?
Yeah, there's no way.
Just don't. It's rubbish.
Anyway, they think that that was, it's possible that that was the source. And I don't say I like that, but I feel that that makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. Like if you were like an intelligence service, you'd want to disguise your nerve agent in a little bottle sealed of some sort of fancy perfume, right? Or some spray, a little spray bottle where you can get it out, you can spray it on someone's face,
yep.
And then you got them. You know?
I think you need to be smarter about it, though. Like, you don't put it in something that somebody in the world has a chance of ever using. Like, I think...
Yeah, but you got to make it look like something normal.
Yeah, it needs to look normal, but it has to be something normal that nobody wants to use. For example... How about some
links?
Some ham and pineapple pizza flavored lube.
Right.
You know, nobody's going to use that.
Ham and pineapple pizza lube.
Ham and pineapple flavored lube.
Yeah, I think if you found a bottle of lube in the bin,
if you found you that bottle of lube and it was cheese, ham and pineapple pizza flavored, you'd be like, nope, that's not the one for me.
But you've got to like sneak it through security. And if they've got like, if you've got your cheese, ham and pineapple lube, that's kind of gonna maybe raise eyebrows.
No, it's not. Gonna be like, oh, you're gonna have a good weekend, aren't you, buddy? And you're gonna be like, yeah. And then when you need to dispose of the nerd agent, you chuck it in the bin and nobody's gonna touch yeah. that. Nobody wants that
nerd agent,
right? But it looks legit too, right? Because you'd
like
see that
Gamer Girl bathwater.
Yeah,
is nerd
you'd
agent.
See that, and you'd be like, "Holy shit! I can't believe somebody would buy this, but I'm not touching it." And then everybody'd be safe.
Amen, brother.
I should be a consultant to the government. Honestly, like
they
can pay me a ton of money. I got good ideas. Like, come on, let's do it. Let's make it happen.
I guess it's like so different in a sense that I mean, we are living in this time where everyone is wearing masks and very careful, but COVID doesn't stick around on surfaces very long. It's like 12 hours or something, or
yeah,
less,
that,
maybe?
That was one of the early myths.
Yeah, they were saying,
like,
yeah, you had to like sanitize boxes that you got delivered and stuff like that because they thought it could exist on surfaces, cardboard and stuff. But I don't know if
does
that was
even,
a thing.
I just said 12 hours, but I made that up. I don't know whether it even just sticks around at all.
You made that up?
Fucking asshole.
That's irresponsible.
How
some people seek this out for information and you're just lying. You're just making it up.
It's just,
and admitting to it as well. Don't admit to it. If you're going to lie, do not admit it.
Okay, no. Yeah. It says between 2 hours and 9 days, apparently.
Right.
So it depends on the type of surface, temperature, humidity, and strain of the virus. So it can...
So if it's on a plate of living, breathing human skin or whatever,
up to
24
hours on cardboard, but 72 hours on plastic. Okay.
Really?
So that actually is...
I thought that they turned around and said that that was not even a worry, that people shouldn't worry about that.
But no, I don't think it is. I think mostly it is spread via...
airborne,
apparently,
right?
If you've been shopping, there's no need to sanitize the outer packaging of food.
Moisture particles in the air, right? That's the big one.
Yeah.
A particle of purest moisture.
Ooh. It's mostly spread by people, though, touching hands with each other.
Can we, just before we wrap up, I've been watching season 2 of The Witcher, and I've enjoyed it so far. It's all right. I wouldn't say it's incredible, but it's fine.
I think this is the general perspective. People are like, great acting, doing their best with a fucking pretty garbage story.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I think Henry Cavill, very much like The Witcher, carries the whole fucking thing on his shoulders and does a great job.
Yeah.
With not very much.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like when you watch like Benedict Cumberbatch make the best of like being in a bad movie. It's like, oh, it's a shit, but he's doing good.
I don't know if I just
have
bad taste or low standards, but like, I mean, if it's entertaining enough, like, I'm fine with it. Like, I won't think about it again.
Kind of like,
you know?
The Witcher season 1 was a bit like that,
yeah,
as well. It was like, it wasn't winning any fucking awards.
It was fine. Yeah, it was all right.
I'm just a bit surprised that they kept the same bad people for the second season.
which like, ones?
Well, the writers, I guess, like the same. They were like, oh, well, I know everyone has said the writing's bad, but let's just keep them on. They've obviously got a plan.
Yeah.
I assume that's what happened because obviously I feel like The Witcher is succeeding despite itself.
Yeah.
whereas some other things are, you know, failing despite being good.
Right.
There's a Fallout series coming out on Prime at some point, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're apparently working on it, but I don't know. Could be good. It could be total dog shit. I guess it's just going to go
either. There's a Halo series in the works as well. Mm. Heard about this? No.
Is this the new thing? Do you think is going to be video game? Well, a lot of adaptations?
I mean, it's not a bad shout because a lot of games, I mean, we've all played our fair share of games for sure, but a lot of game worlds are pretty interesting. And I think the problem with a lot of game worlds is that there's a lot of interesting ideas, but just really bad writing. There's not a heck of a lot of good writing. I'm not saying every game. There's some games that are written extraordinarily well, but I'd say a lot of them aren't. But it seems like a good thing to take an interesting concept and actually just write it well and make it watchable.
You're absolutely, and honestly, these worlds like Halo have clearly got huge amounts of really cool backstory and interesting characters, and almost like it'd be hard not. I mean, this happened with the Warcraft movie. Yeah. They picked a really shitty thing to make a movie of.
Yeah.
From the Warcraft universe.
Yeah. All the things they could have chosen.
Look at the fucking Dota cartoon. They literally picked the bizarre, most boring hero possible.
Is it all about Dragon Knight?
It's fucking Dragon Knight. And it's like, you've got a bunch of boring heroes. I think Drow is in it. I think Mirana is in it. Where's your Venos? Where's your Tinies? Where's your Pudges?
Maybe they're coming like in a later season, though, you know?
I want to
like
see the cool Dota heroes that are fun and have cool spells.
But just think, like, where's
Chen?
The problem with anime was that what you have is, with Dota, you have this amazing melting pot with multiverse characters coming in. You've got Zeus and Pudge and all these fucking crazy ass things all
Dragon
blended
Knight
together. And what they do is they make a sort of gritty, farmy, fantasy, shitty world with a guy hunting dragons that aren't even really in.
Yes.
It's not like he's killing a dragon that is one of the other characters in Dota.
He's not hunting down Jakiro, which would have been, you know, he's literally fucking just killing random dragons. And it's the same old story trope of, the village is under attack by dragons. We need a dragon hunter. Oh, luckily I'm one. And I'll come and kill those dragons. Who cares? Move the village. Move. There are dragons here. Nobody would live there.
Just pack up. There's loads of space that people aren't using. This is a fucking wilderness you're living in.
Just buy some fucking BKBs for all the villagers. Problem solved, am I right? Seems the way the game is going anyway, so...
Very good.
Yeah, just type GGFF in chat and then fucking move on with your lives.
You again in another village. Whereas the fucking League of Bloody Legends cartoon is meant to be really good. Arcane.
It is brilliant. It's really good.
I'm still not going to watch it.
I don't know if that's necessarily tied to, it doesn't feel as like anything like the game, right? But that's okay. It's still really good. But yeah, like Halo, I just think that, I've talked about this before a little bit, but there was this sort of spate of bad movies, like we've talked about Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter and stuff like this. And I think people were put off the Mario Brothers movie.
Right.
People were put off that kind of video game movie thing. But then I think the Lego movies, I think, were the start, and the Transformers movies were the start of brands were like, bam, let's get back on this. It's a big money spinner and it does work if you do it right. And,
but consider this, Lewis. Superhero movies used to be shit.
Oh, fuck. And sometimes still are, P-Flax. DC have really struggled, haven't they?
Yes,
but
they have.
The Marvel franchise has been very consistently good.
Yeah, apparently the new Spider-Man was really good. I mean, I haven't seen it. But
here's the thing is that they found out how to make decent superhero movies. The people involved, you know, they cracked it. How can we make a fun movie that still feels like a comic book movie, has superheroes and shit like that? They figured it out. People are going to figure out how to make good video game movies at some point.
Yeah, I think so. Or like, I think of all of them, for me personally, I think a Fallout series could work really well. Like the Fallout games have a really interesting environment, like, you know, multiple backstories. You know, there's one big event, but you can have different parts of the world, different stories, you know what I mean? Like there's a lot that they could do with it. Whether they're going to or not is the is the million-dollar question, I guess. But it'd be interesting to see. I feel like if one of them is going to be good, it should be something like Fallout, because it you know what I mean? There's already so many interesting ideas and stuff there from the games that would translate perfectly into a TV show or movie.
Agreed.
So we'll see. Yeah. Halo, I don't know. I've never really played Halo, so I'm not overly aware of like any of the stories around Halo or whatever. Like obviously I recognize like the guy from Halo and stuff like that, but I don't know. Mm.
I think it's very Mass Effect-y. I've never really, not really got into it particularly. In fact, I think the whole Halo story has gotten pretty fucking fucked up over the years.
But, you know, Mass Effect, again, that could be, I would watch that as a TV show. I think the Mass Effect universe is pretty interesting. Like, not all of the games have been incredible. But
no, I like sci-fi and big alien constructions in space and the whole Doom Marine going around blowing aliens up.
Mass Effect 2 was so.
Yeah, it was. I think Mass Effect 2 is one of the only games that I've ever like. I finished it and then immediately restarted and played it through again. Wow. Yeah.
Well, why don't you treat yourself to playing a game that you love? From history.
Right.
Go on. Why don't you get it out? Give it a go. Why don't you play Fallout 76?
Oh man, don't tempt me. I mean, I've been toying with the idea. Like apparently it's improved a lot.
No, that never rolls out though, does it?
No.
Oh, it's a lot. It's not as shit as it was. Is not really a review.
But just... I will say on the flip side to that, you did eventually really enjoy No Man's Sky.
It did. Yeah. I tried many times. The last time I played it, I really enjoyed it. It was great.
I watched you play it a little bit.
Yeah, it is surprisingly good fun.
It's a good
Once
laugh.
You get your own like capital ship and stuff, oh, it's so fun.
All right, thank you, P-Flax. Love you. Go and get some rest.
I will.
And go back to bed. Wrap yourself in a blanket.
I'm gonna.
And stay warm. This podcast is going out after Christmas, so I hope everyone had a good Christmas.
And
and in fact, I hope you have a good
and happy
new
year too. Yeah,
because this will be going out.
Thanks.
For happy new year. And the next podcast we record will be in the new
2022. We're going to be all fresh. We're going to have new ideas. We're not going to talk about the same things that we've talked about before. So expect a great big episode on the next generation.
Yeah, I have got a few ideas. I have got at least I've got at least one idea that we can try out if you like.
Good, that's more than usual.
I had a cool idea that I wanted to do, so we'll see whether that happens.
Okay.
All right, take it easy, everyone.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.